This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1154. Are you happy, sad, or both? How to express a bittersweet feeling.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Sometimes a situation like a graduation or another event can make you feel both sad and happy. But how can you communicate the mix of emotions so that you don't lose this opportunity to connect? Find out today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on with you today?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. Hanging out with some family, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yesterday was really windy, but today it's supposed to be nicer, so I'm hoping to get outside a little bit more.
Awesome. Yeah, you got your family in town. That's so fun because you have a nephew too, right? You have a nephew.
I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're hanging out. It's fun. And how about you? How are you?
Oh, I got a little family time in yesterday because my sister-in-law actually ran the Boston Marathon yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah. She's a runner. She's like it was like her fifth time running the marathon. And
wow.
And the irony of it all is that this time she had been injured for like most of the year. And finally she got cleared to run, but she didn't do any training for the marathon. She didn't do any diet work. She didn't do any of that. And she got her second best time ever. It's ironic. You know what I mean?
Wow. it's like, did you ever have like in school, there was always, you would study so hard for a test and then
yes.
There was a kid that like barely studied and they just effortlessly got it,
oh,
you know?
Oh my gosh. It's so true. But yeah, I mean, the sun came out yesterday. My niece was there and my brother and we all went for beers after. So it was a nice day. You know, it's a holiday in Massachusetts. The Marathon Monday is always a holiday. So it's cool. There's always a Red Sox game and there's the marathon and most people don't work. So it's kind of like a big day in Massachusetts culture. Yeah.
Right. That's cool. Yeah. Cause it's like really a Massachusetts thing. It's not
huge.
It's not a countrywide thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, feels like very special probably.
Yeah. It's cool to have your own traditions within your own city or state. I mean, I guess New York has some of those, right? I mean, what would be something that's just a New York kind of day or event? Anything? I don't know.
I don't know that there's anything like specific, like what you're talking about, like Patriots Day, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know that there is something where like most people don't work. I mean, like,
yeah.
Of course you could say like, oh, the Macy's fireworks is a Thanksgiving Day parade and stuff like that. But like, I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah,
can you think of anything?
Well, yeah, maybe the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade would be the biggest thing I would think of because that's so, or even like Times Square, but everyone obviously is Times Square, New Year's, but everyone is celebrating New Year's, of course. So I don't know. We'll have to think and get back to you guys on that one.
That's pretty cool. So do you think your sister-in-law will run it again next year?
Yeah, she wants to run the Tokyo Marathon and the London Marathon Chicago Marathon. So she wants to do a lot more running in her future, for sure.
Good for her. That's amazing. That's amazing.
I know.
That's so cool. So I don't know. Do you think like she's happy when it's over or do you think it's kind of like a little bit bittersweet?
Yeah, she was saying to me like it's such a build up to it, especially when you do train. You train for months and you train for months and then you run and all of a sudden it's over and it's a little bittersweet because you're still high on the adrenaline of what you just did.
Right.
But it's also a little bit of a letdown because you're like, oh, it's done. What do I do now? Right. This is bittersweet.
Oh my gosh. That makes me think of, I know, I mean, this is a silly example, but it makes me think of, you know, after my wedding was over, because yeah, it's like, you're so happy to be married, but you're kind of like, oh, I was like, I had so much fun planning the wedding. And like, you know, it's like, you know, and you're just like, oh my gosh, there's so many things to do all the time. And, you know, dress fittings and blah, 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 and makeup and picking all these things. And everybody is treating you like you're so important. And then, and then it's like on the day of, you're like, okay, I'm really happy I'm married, but like, where's the party? I don't have another party to plan. And but you know what, actually, like, that feeling goes away after like,
I bet,
yeah, it goes away after like an hour,
and then you settle into it, you're like, I'd rather, yeah, just then you're be like married.
Okay, this is much better, just to relax.
Yeah, I think it'd be
first
you're
like
stressful.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, it's a little bittersweet. So I mean, another time would be like when we graduate from college, we have to say goodbye to our friends, but we're happy to be done. That's a bittersweet situation for
right.
sure.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad that we're talking about this word, because our listener Lily asked a question about
yes.
this word.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into it a little bit today. This is a really good word. Actually, it's funny. I was just having a lunch with a friend and she was using the word bittersweet. And I told her, I said, oh, I'm going to be doing an episode about this. I just planned it. So it's funny.
Perfect. All right.
So yeah. Well. So Lindsay, could you read us the question from Lily?
Absolutely. Here we go. So Lily says, hi girls, I'm Lily. I hope you guys remember me. You once answered my question about how to congratulate someone for a pregnancy. I like to say thank you again for your tremendous help on my English. I always enjoy listening to your podcast. Well, that's great, Lily. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Also, I'd like to give special thanks to Lindsay for taking the time to report, and Michelle, of course, for taking the time, and Jessica, for taking the time to record the podcast. I know it's hard for you to do that with all of, with a little one around. So that's Michelle.
So that
you have
me.
A little one. I don't even have a dog. Being a stay-at-home mom myself, I can totally relate. So that message is for you, Michelle. That's awesome. It's true. It's not easy. I mean, having a baby at home and recording around it. So definitely we appreciate
that. Yeah, Lindsay's
that,
been awesome at working with me about that, guys. You should know.
Okay, here's Lily's question. I have a question. One of my dear friends got a job recently. Because of a long commute, she had to move to another state. As soon as I heard it, a word that came across my mind was bittersweet. So I told her, congratulations, but it is bittersweet to see you go. Of course, it was great that she'd gotten the job she really wanted, but at the same time, it was so sad that she had to go. Hmm. Are there other expressions I can use to express mixed feelings when that kind of situation happens again? Thanks, Lily. Okay. Good question. Lily's vocabulary is really good, because I feel most people probably don't know this word yet.
Yeah. Well, I love this word. I mean, I think it is, it's a really strong word, and it describes, you know, sometimes that feeling so perfectly, right? I don't know that there is a better word than bittersweet for this, but we will go into some other words to talk about having, you know, mixed feelings about something.
Yeah. Bittersweet kind of is the
exactly,
right word.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I really, that's the best word. So, but just to go over it one more time, you know, bittersweet is that feeling when you get, when you're happy about something, but also a little sad. And as we were saying, I think it comes mostly when something ends in life that's like generally happy, but also just marks that something's finished. So Lindsay, as you said, graduation, right?
Definitely. Definitely. I remember graduation day saying goodbye to my friends, because when you graduate from college in the US, people literally, some move back to their hometown, some move across the country. You really can't expect to be in the same place with them. You know, ever again, kind of. So that's really bittersweet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now you just made me miss college. or like the end of a job you liked, like let's say you're moving to a better opportunity. So like kind of like this, you know, a woman situation. I think you said a woman, but, like maybe it's a little better opportunity, but maybe you liked that job and you liked the people, but for some reason, maybe location, but maybe just, you know, you're moving up. You're kind of, but it's, that could be bittersweet. What else, Lindsay?
Hey guys, if you love All Ears English, then hit subscribe now so that you don't miss any of our fun bonus episodes. Hit subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast now. Well, for example, if you see your child get married, you know, I remember watching The Father of the Bride when
God,
I was a kid.
That's my favorite movie.
Remember how... like Steve Martin. Oh my God, he was so funny. And he was also so emotional and crazy, actually, throughout the entire movie, because he knew his baby Annie was getting married. Right?
That's my favorite movie of all time. Thank you for bringing it up.
We recommend that movie. Guys, this is a classic 90s movie. Father of the Bride with Steve Martin. It's going to be a flashback right to like 1995 or something. It's
and there
great.
Are two of them. And the second one is also really good.
Yeah, I love it too. So yeah, watching your kid get married could be quite bittersweet for both the mother and the father, but I feel like maybe more so for the father in many situations, especially if it's a daughter. There's something about the father-daughter, yeah. like giving his daughter yeah. away. It's a big thing. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Michelle, don't cry on the podcast. Really?
Oh, my gosh. So you would use this word, Lindsay, right?
Oh, I would totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a really great way to express yourself. So, guys, how would we use this in a sentence? So, a couple ways. I mean, you could just say something is bittersweet, and you could also describe the situation and say it's bittersweet or it's a bittersweet situation. Excuse me. A bittersweet sweet feeling, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both could be where I tend to say this is bittersweet or, but for sure. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right. So for example, so Lindsay, how are you feeling about leaving your job? You must be excited.
Yeah, I am. It's bittersweet. I'm excited about the next step, but I'll miss a lot of things about my old job.
Okay. Yeah. So she just said it's bittersweet, right? Or you want to do another one? Mm-hmm.
Why are you crying? This is a happy moment. This is your wedding day, Michelle.
I know. It's just a bittersweet feeling because I'm moving out of my parents' place, so it's a little hard.
You're such a good actress.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you.
Good voice work. I like it.
So there I said it's a bittersweet feeling, right? So again, this word can be used to express mixed emotions, as our listener mentioned. It's a very specific feeling. So what else could we say when we want to express like having multiple emotions? Lindsay, what's one thing we could say? And this is really from our listener. It's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, our listeners, right, like really bittersweet's the best. It's the spot on thing to say. And it's also the most kind of culturally interesting thing to say. But there are a few things, right? So you can say I'm having mixed feelings or mixed emotions.
Right.
And our listener did say this. So she said, I have mixed emotions. On one hand, I'm happy. I'm going after my dreams. On the other, it's hard to be so far from my friends and family.
Right. That's just an example of it.
That's a made-up example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could say mixed feelings or mixed emotions. So both of those are good. Mm-hmm. Another thing you could say is feeling so many things, right? So instead of, it could be more than bittersweet. I mean, it could be many emotions, right? But for example, if I just won an Oscar, I could say, thank you for this award. Wow, I'm feeling so many things right now. Thank you.
Okay. Exactly. Or you could say highs and lows. So this is more about emotions over time, right? So for example, here's an example sentence. There have been highs and lows in our marriage, but we will always love each other. Yeah, that's good. So like dips and high points too, right?
So, that kind of thing. So usually I would think about this being like over a longer period of time, but I suppose you could say like about something shorter, but I don't know. I could even say like, there are lots of highs and lows about living in New York, right? You'll have your highs and your lows. Yeah. And so that's kind of a little bit different than bittersweet, right? But another way to express how emotions can be changing, right?
Yeah. And then one other that comes to mind as a bonus is kind of a mixed blessing.
Oh.
When something happens to you that's kind of good and bad at the same time. I'm not sure if it's exactly relevant to this same situation, but it just came to my mind. No, so we'll go into that one another day, guys. Shout it out.
So yeah, those are some good ones. But again, I really think the best word is bittersweet for this particular emotion, right? Mm. So mixed emotions, that could be for a lot of different things. But bittersweet, I think, is a very special word. So let's just try it out, putting these together in one last role play.
Okay, so in this situation, Michelle, you are a nanny and I'm the mother of the kid, okay? And my child is going to be going to school, and so it's my last day. Whose last day? It's your last
as
day.
As the nanny.
All right. This reminds me of my niece because she's starting kindergarten in the fall.
Gosh.
And she's getting ready for it. It's so crazy. She's excited. She knows it's coming up, so. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to miss you so much. Thank you for everything.
Oh, I'll miss you too. It was amazing.
It's bittersweet. I'm excited for him to go to school, but he's growing up so fast.
I know. I can't believe it. There are lots of highs and lows with children, but he's a wonderful boy. Did he like meeting his teachers at school?
He loved it, but I had mixed emotions just because everything is changing so fast. I think it'll be good, though. Ugh, I'm feeling so many things right now. Please come visit
us. I will. Ugh, I have all the feels right now. Okay, okay. I gotta go. Tell him I say bye-bye after he wakes up.
I will. All the feels. Yeah, interesting.
That's a bonus phrase. I have bonus. All the feels. That's kind of an informal, casual thing that people... Yeah. Do you ever hear that?
I think I've heard it
once. Oh, really?
Like, I think, yeah. So I think funny. It might be a very like emerging slang term or something. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Maybe, yeah. So you might hear that sometimes, guys. Maybe a lot or maybe not. Like Lindsay, it depends where you are and what you're listening to. Right? But I've heard, I have all the feels. It's, you know, it's like I have all the feelings. So but that would be very casual. Very casual.
All right, that's awesome. We'll have to do another episode someday on this whole all the things. Everyone says that now. It's like all the things, all the this, all the that. It's so like trendy and funny. It's a little different from this one, but we should do another episode on that weird like slang phrase.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good for sure. So let's go through it. So yeah, you said it's bittersweet. So you were saying you're excited for him to go to school, but he's growing up so fast. So that's what's bittersweet, right? Yeah. And then what did I say, Lindsay?
Yeah. Okay, you said, I know I can't believe it. There are a lot of highs and lows with children, but he's a wonderful boy. So a lot of highs and lows, good times, bad times. And then I said he loved it, but I had mixed emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, another way to say bittersweet, basically.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, I'm feeling so many things right now.
Yeah. And then you said, I have all the feels.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, this was fun. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
So guys, so, you know, it's time for you guys at your level to get more nuanced, right? Not just saying things like happy, sad, and often a situation is too complex to just say I'm happy or I'm sad. So we don't want you guys to feel like you don't have the vocabulary to articulate if it's both, right? Many situations are both. So now you have it. You have a number of ways, especially bittersweet, to articulate when a situation is both happy and sad for you. And so use these more nuanced phrases to really connect with that person that you're saying that to.
Right, right. And I think that, you know, when you use words like bittersweet, you show you're kind of vulnerable and you're being open, right? Mm-hmm. And that that vulnerability often allows people to feel comfortable connecting with you and sharing how they feel.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? If you just say, oh, I'm so happy, you're really brushing over a big piece of the experience and an opportunity to connect, like Michelle said. So definitely say this. Say it's bittersweet and then say why I feel sad, too. Just expand on it.
Yes, that's a good point. So yeah, so great question. And it's a bittersweet to end this episode.
Absolutely. All right, Michelle, see you in the next one. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.